Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Welcome to episode 100 of the Early to Rise Radio Show. Thank you so much for being part of this. This is absolutely amazing. My name is Craig Valentine. I'm the host of the show. And years ago, my business partner, Matt Smith, said, Craig, you got to start a podcast. Everybody has a podcast. It's like having an email newsletter. You cannot not have a podcast. And so I procrastinated. I procrastinated because that's my lazy default when it comes to learning new technologies. And I held back foolishly, and I apologize because we should really be celebrating episode 250, not 100. So I'm not perfect. I screwed around. And fortunately, I did start the podcast, obviously. And through the 100 episodes, I've met amazing people. I've told incredible stories. And I've heard from so many people like you that you've gotten amazing results. So before we go any further, let's celebrate the 100 episode by having you go and leave a 5-star review, give a thank you email, send it to support@earlytorise.com. Send me a message on Instagram @RealCraigValentine, anything that you can do. Share it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I really appreciate it because Early to Rise Radio, it's ad-free. It's totally free, obviously, this amazing information that we're bringing you on a regular basis because I'm able to support it with my books, The Perfect Day Formula, which hopefully you have. If you don't, go to freeperfectdaybook.com and my new Wall Street Journal bestseller called Unstoppable. And you get a free copy of that at beunstoppablebook.com. All right. Both of those will help you improve every area of your life. Now, here on episode 100, what I wanted to do was answer your biggest mindset questions. Okay. So this is the ultimate success mindset show. The first question comes in from somebody named Yucky Sauce, which I do not believe is their real name. I'm not 100% sure, but Yucky Sauce says, and I know this is 100% their real question, how do I get rid of bad habits and replace them with good habits and control my thoughts? All right. So this is great because it goes all the way back to the very first article I posted on Early to Rise when I bought it in 2011 from my mentor, Mark Ford. And I wrote an article about the rules for my life that a lot of people thought were, you know, pretty intense, you know, maybe a little extreme. But here's the thing, the rules for your life are your parameters, boundaries, principles, commandments, operating system, whatever you want to call it. And when you have these boundaries and parameters in place, they help you make better decisions and keep you out of trouble. It's an absolute game changer. And if you don't have these in place, I really truly believe you are missing out because these allow you to make better decisions and have better habits. Because they are part of your identity. And what I'm going to share with you right now about habits is that identity and environment are everything when it comes to having your habits, okay? So let's talk about environment for a second. You are a product of your environment, said W. Clement Stone, a very famous individual in the sales and personal development world back when really it was just getting going in the 1930s. He said, analyze your life in terms of its environment. Are the things around you helping you towards success or are they holding you back? And I bet you within arm's reach right now, you have about 7 things that are holding you back. I have an iPhone. I have an iPad. I have a computer. I have all these things that all can really distract me. Fortunately, I don't have any peanut M&Ms, which would really distract me. But a lot of people do have those types of things distracting them. So I call it a global and a local environment. Your local environment is really within your arm's reach. And you need to make sure that that is clear of clutter and distractions. And then your global environment is the people that you surround yourself with. So those are also going to impact your habits. For example, if you want to stop drinking and you go and spend time at bars and with people who are alcoholics or binge drinkers, you're going to become a product of your environment. Now, if you stay out of those situations and you change your identity where you say to yourself and to the world that I'm not the type of person who gets drunk. I'm not the type of person who drinks on, you know, quote unquote, school nights. I might have casually a drink, but I am not a drinker. You've really set yourself up for good habit change. So when you eliminate a bad habit, we want to replace it with a good habit. So you might say, hey, you know what? I'm also the type of person who drinks more water. So you drink more water instead of wine. So environment and identity are everything. Identity comes from the rules, the parameters you have for your life. It's the input that fixes the issue. And environment is obviously the external world that takes care of itself. So put your rules and parameters and boundaries in place to help you become more successful, getting 1% better every day. That, yucky sauce, is how you get rid of bad habits and replace them with good habits and control your thoughts. That leads us into the next great question, which is from Iron Will San Francisco, which is a gym out there. This is the Instagram handle of a gym. And the gentleman said, how do you keep a positive mindset when you are not where you want to be in business and feel like you are failing? Now, listen, we all have our ups and downs on the roller coaster ride of life, especially if we're entrepreneurs. And when you're down at the bottom, what I highly recommend you do is you put 4 books on program repeat. First of all, Relentless by Tim Grover. I read a few pages of that every single day when I was feeling down in 2018, when I didn't make sales in my business. Now they're rolling in and we have other first world problems, but Relentless really helped me through a couple of tough times. Then Man Up by Bedros Koulian, which will help you become a better leader. It's not just for men, it's for men and women to become better leaders, take control of their life. Then Unstoppable, my book, that has helped people overcome entrepreneurial anxiety, dominate their days, get rid of clutter. And I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment. Also add in the Perfect Day Formula so you dominate your days. And then I'll throw in a 5th book. I'm reading it right now and I absolutely love it. It's called Resilience by Eric Greitens. And Eric Greitens is the governor of Missouri, former Navy SEAL. And his book is fantastic. He has so many quotes in there. I'm 5 pages in. I have like 10 quotes already. And he says, we all need resilience to live a fulfilling life. With resilience, be more prepared to take on challenges, to develop your talents, skills, and abilities so that you can live with more purpose and more joy. I hope something here can help you become stronger. I look forward to walking with you on this path. Great book. And I totally agree with that. And something else he said, that you absolutely must have personal responsibility, extreme personal responsibility, if you are going to have resilience. You can't, you know, say, oh, it's somebody else's fault and still be resilient. You have to say, no, I got myself into this. I'm going to get myself out of it. And that's key to resilience. So those books help me have a positive mindset. Also, another book, Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, and helps give me perspective on the world. Hey, listen, we got first world problems, you and I, right? Got to have perspective on the world. And so I often spend time in meditation. And when I spend time in meditation, I remember, hey, listen, everything's going to be okay. And I remind myself of that every single day, no matter where I am. What's the worst that could happen? What is the worst that could happen in your situation? You might have to close your gym and go back to being a personal trainer for somebody else. That is not a really terrible, terrible thing. You know, you're still going to have a roof over your head. You're going to have food. You're going to have love. And so listen. The worst that can happen is not really that bad, which then gives us the freedom and strength to go out and do the things that make us move forward. Because a lot of people are playing defense in life. And you've all watched a game, a sport, where somebody was up a few goals, a few touchdowns, a few points, a few runs, and they started playing defense. Oh, we're going to play it safe. And the next thing you know, they lose the game. So if you have a play it safe mindset and you're struggling right now, it's only going to get worse. You have to relax. Understand that, you know, even if things do get worse, it's going to be okay. The worst that can happen is not going to be that bad, which allows me to play offense and not be scarcity minded. Next question. How can I overcome anxiety by Rajiv? Rajiv, great question. And so listen, first of all, if you have anxiety, please go to your doctor, get physically approved to have them say, listen, there's nothing physically wrong with you. And the day that I learned that was the day that my life changed for the better, because I had my 2 massive anxiety attacks. I thought I was having a heart attack, went to the emergency room twice. And the second time they actually did tests on me, they gave me a chest x-ray, they gave me a heart rate monitor. I went back in 24 hours and they said, you know what? There's nothing physically wrong with you. There's nothing on the x-ray. There's nothing on the heart rate monitor that we're worried about. So listen, my friend, you're okay. You're okay. Why don't you rock on? That's exactly what the doctor said. Why don't you rock on? Anyway, so I went home and then I read a book. And in that book, It said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's called Panic Away. And I got to the first five words there of chapter two, and it said, there's nothing wrong with you. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, holy cow, there is nothing wrong with me. There really, truly is nothing wrong with me. So you know what? I can go and work on myself, my mind, and overcome these obstacles in my way. And that is what I went and did. And so listen, my friend, listen. What you need to do, what you absolutely positively need to do, is follow these five steps. But also remember that action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, and work beats worry. That's going to get you out of this situation, because that's what got me out of my mind. When I realized, like, hey, sitting here and stewing, man, it makes it worse, but getting out there and doing makes it better. Going and getting help instead of sitting in isolation, which only made it worse. So follow these five steps. First, unclutter your mind. Unclutter. You got way too much crap going through your head. You're super overwhelmed. And next, after you've gotten clutter out of your head, you're going to get clarity. So to get rid of the clutter, we do a brain dump. And to get clarity, we do our vision and values. Our values and vision drive every decision. We must remember that. So now that you're uncluttered, now that you're like, oh, I see the path, I've got clarity, then we need to work on physical changes as well. Deep breathing, slow breathing, belly breathing, not breathing from our upper chest, but deep belly breathing, which is going to allow us to calm down our sympathetic nervous system, which pumps out adrenaline, and activate our parasympathetic nervous system, which calms us down. So every day I do a 10-minute guided meditation, and I don't, you know, worry about my mind wandering a little bit. I don't worry about that stuff. Instead, what I focus on is my breathing, because my breathing is what calms me down and makes me safer. It makes me a better performer. And so when you have those physical changes and you have exercise, not a lot of exercise, not super hard exercise, but regular physical activity, good nutrition, fewer stimulants, no caffeine, no nicotine, definitely no drugs, and you reduce your alcohol intake and you get more sleep, those physical changes are going to support your mental changes. Now, all of those physical changes will not on its own beat anxiety, because at the time I had my attacks, I was ripped. I was jacked. I was strong as heck. I was benching 310 pounds. I never benched 315. I only benched 310. Man, but I was super strong. I had six-pack abs. I was in best shape of my life. I was financially secure. I was young. I was everything. And I had anxiety attacks because I kept everything in my head. I kept all the clutter upstairs, and that is what got me. So after we unclutter, after we get clarity, and after we make physical changes, then we change our environment. I had to get rid of some toxic relationships, more importantly, toxic environments. I kept a lot of relationships and just shifted them to better places, less drinking, less going out late at night, and spending time with those great people in different, healthier environments. So environment is everything. If you're addicted to Facebook or media sites or other things that get you in trouble, you have to make those changes to reduce that negative stimuli. And then finally, fifth, this is going to be a weird one, but you need to focus externally, not internally. If you sit and stew and keep all those thoughts running through your head, your mind racing, your wheels spinning, your anxiety engine revving, you're going to feel worse and worse and worse. You need to talk it out. You need to get out there and help other people. You need to get outside in sunshine and fresh air. Focus externally. I cover this all in my book, BeUnstoppableBook.com, for a free copy of Unstoppable, the How to Beat Anxiety, How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and Life. I almost forgot the subtitle there, but there it is. Make sure you get it at BeUnstoppableBook.com. That is how you overcome anxiety. But of course, it starts with going to your doctor first. All right? Next question, how do you effectively control the feeling of being overwhelmed with too many ideas and avoid falling into procrastination? This is from Juan Israel Ortiz. Great question, Juan. I always appreciate hearing from you on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So first of all, we need to know our values and vision. They drive every decision. They drive every decision. When we have our values and vision in place, all of a sudden, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't lead me towards my goals. I've had to start saying no to so many of these small podcasts that ask me to be a guest. Because as much as I'd love to be on everybody's podcast, if you have 50 listeners and I'm doing 20 podcasts a day, that's only going to cause a lot of overwhelm in my life, and I'm never going to write my next book. So I have to say no. So you have to say no. You have to understand, hey, this is what really matters. My values are, I want to write 25 books in my lifetime, not be on 1,000 podcasts with 50 viewers. I can't do it. I have to say no. I have to. My vision for my life is to grow this coaching company, which means I have to stop doing anything in the fitness world. I made a hard decision. I moved on from it. So now when I have fewer things I have to do and focus on, it's very, very simple for me to overcome procrastination and also to do the planning and preparation the night before. The more I work with hardcore, advanced, experienced, successful entrepreneurs, the more I realize they plan and prepare better than ever before. I remember reading this book about Ted Rogers, one of Canada's most wealthiest men when he was alive. He said he just outplanned and outprepared for everybody. He would go to a meeting and he and his team were so far ahead in terms of preparation for the meeting than the other team. They knew everything about the other team. They knew everything about their own stuff. And they won every negotiation because they were so well prepared. Now, in my system, you do the brain dump at the end of the day to unclutter your mind. Then you do your priority to-do list to know what really matters to work on in the morning. And then you do process planning. You make that important task easier to do in the morning. So for me, when I want to write a book, hey, I got to write chapter 2 tomorrow. If I stop there, I would struggle in the morning. I would procrastinate. I remember back in the day when I was younger, I would procrastinate by cleaning. And I hate cleaning. I don't ever want to clean. But I would procrastinate because I would look at a blank screen and go, what do I write about? So then I realized I had to put some bullet points together the night before, and I did process planning that made the path smoother. And when you make the path smoother, it's harder to fall into procrastination. And the path is smoother when it is less overwhelmed because you're doing fewer things. Which leads me into the next question from Haley Renee, who says, I have too much on my plate, a day job, a training for a day job, coaching and training for starting a new business and taking care of myself and my family. I'm overwhelmed. How do I focus and figure out what actually matters? And the answer is you got to cut. You got to cut ruthlessly. You can't do all of this stuff. You can't do it. You either have to set the business aside or you have to say, hey, friends, I can't see you now, but you have to sacrifice. I mean, there is no millionaire out there who hasn't ruthlessly sacrificed, who made the money themselves. There is nobody out there who has tens of millions of dollars who made it themselves, who did not ruthlessly sacrifice. They absolutely cut things out of their life. They said no. They realized, hey, I might not be able to work out for 3 months. They said, hey, I can't go to any social events for 3 months. You got to give yourself 12 to 18 months of hard sacrifice on your business. And if you're not willing to make it, that is fine. This is one thing I rant about a lot because so many people out there are saying, I'm going to do this, this, this. They have 19 goals and dreams. They never achieve any of them because they're not willing to cut it. And also they're not willing to be honest about what they are willing to do and willing not to do. Most people are not willing to give up Netflix. So you have to accept the fact that you will not be as successful because you will not give up watching 5 shows a week on Netflix. And it's okay to be okay. But don't tell the world you're going to be a billionaire and then watch 20 hours of Netflix. Don't be incongruent. Don't be a hypocrite. Be okay. Be okay to say, you know what? I'm going to probably make 100 grand in my business and I'm going to watch 20 hours of Netflix. And that's me. And people will go, okay, great. Thank you for being honest. But you have to be honest with yourself first. So be honest with yourself and say, hey, here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I'm not willing to do. And everything has to fit in that box. And then ruthlessly cut the stuff that does not belong there. Then be willing to sacrifice as far as your line goes. And that all comes down to your values. Your values and your vision are driving all of these decisions. If you know what matters to your family, your health, your wealth, and your experiences in life, and you have a crystal clear idea of, hey, here's exactly what I want to do, and your vision is very clear, and you've written a movie script for your life like I teach people to do at my coaching workshops, then all the decisions are so easy. It's so easy for you to just go, oh, well, I can do this, but I'm not going to Vegas on that trip. That's terrible. That'll get me into trouble with my family. That doesn't move my business ahead, and it's going to cost me money. Why would I do that? It sounds like fun, but at this point in my life, I can't do it. You're cut. It's a sacrifice. I'm out. I'm back to work. And so life becomes so much easier when you have these parameters in place. You must have them. There's just not enough sacrifice in Haley Renee's life. She's sacrificing a lot, but she's sacrificing her future because she's not willing to sacrifice some of her enjoyment right now. And it sucks. It sucks for me to say that, but get serious. You got to get serious and understand that it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. And so now the next question goes, how do you transition from working a corporate job to owning your own business? This is from Sarah Five. And you know, the answer is you got to sacrifice for 12 to 18 months. Back when I was a struggling broke personal trainer, age 23, living in Toronto with my best buddy, and I had to train my first client at 6 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 4:30 a.m. back when I was a slacker, only getting up at 4:30 a.m. I got up then, 23 years old. Man, nobody wants to be up that time of day, 23 years old. And there I was, you know, getting up, working on my online business, 20 minutes at a time. Did that for 12 months. 18 months goes by, finally breaking through and being free and being able to stop being a personal trainer. So you need to sacrifice if you have a corporate job and you want to run your own business. There's no way around it. There's absolutely no way around sacrificing. And listen, you can say, oh, I'm gonna do the work tonight when I get home. But you know, Netflix, alcohol, social events, tired, fatigued, regular TV, all that stuff is gonna stop you. You gotta get up earlier. 15 minutes at a time can set you free. You give yourself 60 minutes at a time, you're gonna be free faster. You get yourself 60 minutes at a time, and you get coaching and mentorship and study the giants, you're gonna be free even faster. And you work Saturday mornings for 90 minutes, you're going to be free faster. And that's what I did. Early AM and Saturday morning, and it set me free. Next question. Can you expand more on singularity of focus, especially in developing your career? Great question from Jack Quint Fitness. Singularity of focus. Man, singularity of focus. So as legend has it, dinner party going on at Bill Gates' house. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett is there, and Bill Gates' mom is there. This is a rocking party, right? Bill Gates' mom is there, and Bill Gates' mom says, Warren and Bill, what's your secret to success? That's exactly how she said it. And they both said, focus. Everybody knows these guys now, and they see Warren Buffett on TV and like him doing all this stuff, and they see Grant Cardone doing all this stuff. Listen, all those guys built their money working so hard at one thing for decades. Warren Buffett would read 300 to 500 pages of financial reports every day. Grant Cardone did real estate every day. Now he does socks and parties and events and all that stuff. And all these young people think, oh, I need to do like 19 things. I need to have a clothing line. I need to have a supplement line. I need to have this, that, and the other. No, you don't. You need to have singularity of focus. Because when you have singularity of focus, you have fewer distractions. I shut down a fitness business doing $6.5 million per year to go into my coaching business. Because I knew if I tried to do both, if I tried to catch two rabbits, I would catch neither one, right? That's the first line in The One Thing by Gary Keller, the founder of Keller Williams, is if you try to catch two rabbits, if you try to chase two rabbits, you catch neither one. And it's an old proverb, who knows where it's from, but it's so true. You cannot do both. You cannot do both. Singularity of focus is key. Every single time I get my clients to cut down, they become more successful. I told my friend Vince Del Monte, one of my most successful coaching clients, Vince, you can only have one job. He had three jobs. We cut him down to one. And man, getting him to release that second job was so hard. But now his January and February were the most profitable months. He's like, I don't know what to do with my money now. Right? So singularity of focus. And when you're developing your career and you're not getting traction, I know how tempting it is to want to go and do something else. I remember, you know, when I was the personal trainer, I was like, maybe I should go back to law school or something. Because I wasn't making money. I was earning my stripes, but I wasn't making the money. And it's frustrating to be in that position. But if you get distracted, you're going to be in that position longer. If you get singularity of focus, you're going to be out of that position sooner. Please take it seriously. Next question from Luke Emelis. What are three things I would do if I was 21 again? I love this question, to be honest with you. I hear this on podcasts all the time. And I have a really good answer for two things because there's a lot of stuff I would do different. First thing, I would learn how to sell face-to-face, nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes, in person. I would learn sales skills because for a long time, I avoided them. I had a part-time job for 8 years at a greenhouse, and I could have helped the company. I could have grown revenues by being more personable and trying to help people and sell them the plants. But no, I tried to hide. And then I became an email marketer and I hid behind my computer. I made a lot of money, but I didn't feel that rejection that you feel when you are face to face, nose to nose, toes to toes with somebody. And they say, no, I'm not interested in this. You learn to read people. You learn to get better. Man, it's so powerful. Zig Ziglar did this. Pots and Pans back in the day. Grant Cardone, car salesman. Bill Gates out there selling to corporations. Face-to-face, nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes sales. Not only that, you also become confident. You also become confident. So I would have, if I could force myself. Now, here's the thing is, I don't think I would have done it. Even with the knowledge I have today, I don't think, you know, with all my introverted labeling that I put on myself back then, it would have been hard for me to do. Next, number two is I would have stopped drinking so much. I know that's a cliche, but dang it. You know, you could have went out and had like, you know, 10 fewer drinks and had a great time. You didn't have to get really drunk, Craig. And so, you know, learn how to be social without alcohol. Overcome your introverted tendencies. Go and become a salesperson and you're going to be able to sell yourself better in conversations with everybody. So that's another thing I would have done. And then third, I would have gotten rid of those introverted labels earlier in my life. I rode the coattails and introverted excuses for so long, and I wish I did not, because dang it, it held me back in life. So whatever you're labeling yourself in life, please reconsider and say no to it. Say no. You're not always late. You're not the person who can't lose weight. You're not introverted. You're not extroverted. You're not someone who can't hold a job. You're not someone who can't sell. You're not someone who can't write. You're just you. You're you, and you're improving every single day. So great question, Luke. Thank you for asking that. And man, I would love to be 21 again. My goodness. All right. And then next question, final question here is from Dan Han Healthy. And he said, when can we expect your new book to be available? Well, depends when you're listening to this and depends on what book you're talking about. But anyways, everybody knows I have the Perfect Day Formula that is out there. Game changer book that has helped over 35,000 people. Then I released Unstoppable. Unstoppable has become a Wall Street Journal bestseller. I was on New York's Fox 5 recently, and that was amazing for the book. And I've been interviewed on hundreds of podcasts. So those books are out there. If you want a free copy of The Perfect Day Formula, go to Free Perfect Day Book. If you want a free copy of Unstoppable, go to beunstoppablebook.com and get yourself that copy. And my next book will be out late 2019. It's called The Perfect Week Formula. I'm so excited for this one. I should have wrote it the first time. Man, I teach this at all of my workshops and it just blows everybody's mind. I've done a podcast on it, but man, we've refined it. It is so cool. I'm so excited to share it with you. So late 2019. And then the next one after that is going to be The Operator Mindset. I've been talking to a lot of Navy SEALs, getting a lot of help on this one. Oh, this one is going to, it's going to fire you up. So after that, I don't know what's going to be next. Man, maybe The Virtuous Cycle. That's something I've been talking about a lot. Maybe I'll do something on Instagram because I love social media selling these days. So lots of stuff to come from me, all right, my friend? Lots of stuff to come. Actually, that brings me to a question I was asked on a podcast today. What's the future hold for me? So the first one is I'm going to write a book a year, the John C. Maxwell style. So there's whether I get co-authors or whatever, there's going to be a book a year. And then on the other side, I'm going to grow the world's biggest and most successful small business coaching program that helps people go from starting a business. They have to have had started a business because I don't want to sit around and spitball business ideas with people. But if you have a business, I'm going to help you grow to six figures and seven figures. And then then you're going to be done with me and you're going to move on either the empire with me and Bedros, or you're going to go to some other coaching program. But I'm going to help you get and become a seven-figure business. Okay. So phase one of Ready, Fire, Aim that Michael Masterson wrote about, Mark Ford is his real name. So that stuff is everything that I want to share with you on this amazing episode of Early to Rise Radio, episode 100. And you know what? I didn't get through all of your questions. I apologize. I have a bunch of questions sitting around. Most of them are career-based. So I'm going to do another Q&A very soon, which will help you in your career, okay? So keep on sending all your questions in to support@earlytorise.com. Keep on sending your questions on Instagram to Real Craig Ballantyne, or, man, just get a hold of me somehow. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere that you want me to be, okay? So send me a message. This was an amazing show. Thank you for being part of the first 100 episodes of Early to Rise Radio. There's a lot more to come. And let me know what you thought of today's show. Did you like the Q&A? Did you like the ranting and raving? Or do you like it better when I interview people? Send me an IG DM at Real Craig Ballantyne or email me at support@earlytorise.com. And let me know what you thought of today's show. All right, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. I'd really love it. And remember, life is too short to not go after what you want. All right, so I've given you a lot of advice here today, the best mindset advice that you can get. So finally, if you are like my clients, Joel Marion, Isabel de los Rios, Pedros Koulian, Joe Polish, all of my CEO clients, my number one rodeo star client, Tyson Durfee, who sells belt buckles and is the number one rodeo star in America, and all my other actor stars and athlete clients and nutrition coaches, if you want to be like them and get the coaching that they did, come to my Perfect Life Workshop. Go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you. I'm traveling the world. I don't know if I'm going back to Australia this year, but I'll be in London, England. I'll be in Frankfurt, Germany. I'll be in Toronto, obviously, where I live. I'll be in LA. I'll be in San Diego, August 18th after the Empire Summit. So I can't wait to meet you and help you build your perfect business and live the perfect life. You are unstoppable, but you won't be unstoppable until you go to perfectlifeworkshop.com, fill out the application, and see me soon, all right? Thank you so much for being here on episode 100. We'll be back with Big Thinking in episode 101.